Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Amy Gilmore, who's Associate Show Director with Hanley Wood in charge of surfaces. Amy, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Yeah, I know I've caught you on the road. Yesterday we ran the news that Hanley Wood is launching two new flooring events. One is an enhancement to the current surfaces show, and the second one is a total new show. Let's start first with just the enhancement to surfaces. You're adding Tile Expo as a new dimension to the show, right?
Yes, we are adding Tile Expo into the existing portfolio of surfaces and Stone Expo, Marmarmac Americas.
So tell us what gap that fills.
Adding Tile Expo really completes the entire package. It will allow us to increase the tile segments and go after all realms of floor covering. In that, we can also look at different types of wall covering and really go into depth on some of the insulation products that go with that. We will be increasing our attendee demographics, bringing in more contractors, more distributors on the tile side, and that will allow us to then increase our educational offerings. So we've always had some level of tile installation and tile workshops, and that will allow us to really enhance that and have some additional on-floor demonstrations, certifications, and really grow the tile audience.
So basically what you're saying is that the surfaces up to this point did not have a full complement of programs around tile, and by that I'm sure you're talking about ceramic and porcelain tile.
Exactly.
Because I know with surfaces, as I walk around in my mind, I do see Del Tile, I see Crossfall and Mappe, and a lot of companies that are focused in that business. But this will just put more focus in that area, right?
Correct. It will allow some of the other companies who haven't been in the show for a while or ever to come and experience what all the show has to offer and show their products in another environment.
Okay. Now, the show coming up is January 27th to the 30th in the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, right?
Exactly.
This change that we're talking about, it will affect this show in January, right?
Exactly. We are able to grow our exhibit hall floor. We're opening up Hall A, which we did not have in 2013, and that will give us the additional space on the floor for the tile companies and our certifications and anything that we will be doing on the floor.
Now, is Hall A upstairs or downstairs?
It's downstairs, so it will complement perfect with all of the tile companies that are already located there, as well as the installation products, and then going the full realm over to the Stone Expo area.
Okay. Now, by this point, we're inside 6 months of going to the show. So tell us how things are looking as far as exhibit sales. Since, you know, we all know that the economy has gathered some more steam since the last time we met in January. So is this show going to be even stronger than last year?
Absolutely. We're seeing new companies coming into the show every day on the exhibit side. On the attendee side, we just launched brand new websites for all three events, for surfaces, for Stone Expo, Marmarmac Americas, and Tile Expo. So you'll see a brand new facelift for all of the websites. In addition, we will be opening registration here in about 2 weeks.
All right, now, refresh my memory. I know that, I think it's in 2015, there's going to be a Design Construction Week, which is several other shows making sure they're in Vegas at the same time. Why don't you fill us in on what's going on there?
You're exactly right. In 2015 and also 2016, we will be at the same time, what we call as co-dated with the Kitchen and Bath events as well as the Builder Show. We will be taking place at the same dates at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, and they will be on the other end of the strip at the Las Vegas Convention Center doing their event. We'll be doing some co-marketing, making transportation options readily available for them to go between the shows, as well as some different cross-badging options. And additionally, we will also be at the same time as in 2015 as the Las Vegas Market. And they have their own buildings and their own structures, and they'll be running at the same time to make it a full citywide event.
All right, so it's the Builder Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show, Las Vegas Market, all of the surfaces events that we've just talked about, but it's not the World of Concrete, is it?
No, not for 2015.
All right, so let's go to the next big news you announced yesterday. You're going to have an international surfaces show on the East, I think in Miami, sometime in October of 2014, is that right?
That's correct. What we've done is we've branded this, the three events together, the Surfaces, Stone Expo, Marmamec Americas, and Tile Expo, as the International Surface Event. So we will have the International Surface Event in Las Vegas starting in January 14, and then starting in 14 of the fall, we will have the International Surface Event East, and that will also consist of Surfaces, Stone Expo, Marmamec Americas, and Tile Expo.
So it's October the 19th to the 22nd in 2014 in Miami. And so the first question you need to ask yourself is, what makes you think there's a market for a show at that location and at that time of the year?
Well, when you look at all of the events taking place throughout the different industries that we cover with all three events, there's not an East Coast event in 2014. And when we go out and we really talk to our exhibitors, we listen to them. We hear what they have to say. They need an East Coast event. They need a fall event. And in looking at, you know, what's currently out there, we wanted to answer their questions and give them what they want. So in that, we created the International Surface Event East with all three events in Miami Beach. And especially on the Tile Expo side, Miami Beach is a perfect home for that, in that if you look at all of the different products that are located in that area, in that region, it's just a great fit for that, and we will be able to draw a great attendee base from there.
Have you created a website yet for that show so that people can find out more about it?
For the East sites, we don't have dedicated websites yet. They are in process, but you will be able to find some information on our current websites for that, and you can also always call the International Surface Event team, and we have information we can provide you as well.
Well, that's a lot of news for 14. I did want to catch up with you on that. Appreciate you spending time with us again. Been talking to Amy Gilmore, who's the Associate Show Director at Hanley Wood, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.